And after that hymn, we were singing there, Calling Now for Thee. That's what I'd like to take up as my subject tonight, the call of God, how God calls, and what is our answer to the call of God. I'm going to read from the book of the Hebrews, chapter 11. Chapter 11 in the book of the Hebrews. And I'm going to read about the calling of God to a certain man called Abram. But first of all, let's begin at verse 6, when the writer says, Without faith it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Then verse 8, By faith Abram, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing where he went. Verse 10, For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. And then we have some of the people who lived after Abram, and it says in verse 13 that these all died in faith. And it says in verse 14, For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And verse 16, But now they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. The calling of God, how do we answer? And let's talk a little bit about this man called Abram. Who was Abram anyhow, and what relevance does it mean to us? Because he lived nearly 4,000 years ago. 4,000 years ago in Mesopotamia, the land that we now call modern-day Iraq. And he grew up in that land to be an idolater. In that country, they worshipped things made of wood, things made of stone, and they worshipped the heavenly stars and things like that. So he grew up to be an idolater. And so we read how that in Genesis chapter 12, the first book in the Bible, and at chapter 12, we read of the beginning of God's call to this man, Abraham, and how he responded. He grew up, as I say, as an idolater. He didn't know God, and he lived amongst people who knew not God. And he would often, I'm sure, watch people as they made their offerings to their gods. And his father, I'm sure, would be like that. He also, his father, would be an idolater without God in their life. And so Abram grew up in circumstances like that. But then we read from Genesis chapter 12. We read, God called Abraham. How did God call him? We don't know. We're not told really, but God called him. It may have been that this man Abraham had been out watching these altar fires being lit to unknown gods, and sacrifices being made and worship to unknown gods. And he perhaps maybe thought, surely there's more to this. There's more to this than meets the eye. And perhaps it was that he was looking in the starry skies at night and thinking to himself, what a wonderful universe this is. For we remember how that the psalmist declared, the heavens declare the glory of God. The firmament showeth forth his handiwork. And he would be thinking perhaps that these dumb idols made of wood and stone, they never did anything. They never moved. They never spoke. And perhaps it was during some times like these that the God, the real God of heaven, was talking and speaking to him. And you know, I think it's the experience of everyone that God speaks through events in our lives, circumstances in our lives, and God speaks. I think God speaks to everyone. I know that God spoke to me as a young lad, and God caused me to think on things eternal, things beyond this life. And sometimes God speaks to us in these manners. Events in our lives, circumstances in our lives, something that we've read, or a verse from the Bible flashes across our mind. These things God uses to speak to us. And so we read how that in Genesis chapter 12, God spoke to Abram. Abram by this time was quite an old man, well, reasonably old. He wouldn't be, he was 75 approximately. And at this time, he was already married. He had no family. He had a father. He had a nephew and such like. And he was reasonably wealthy off, I think. He had quite a lot of stock. But God spoke to him. And God said this to him. He said, "Look, Abram, come out of the family that you live in. Leave the country that you live in. And come, I'll show you, guide you to a land that you might inherit it." And you know, we read how that Abram heard that call. And Abram had to lift himself up and leave the very surroundings that he'd been brought up with. He had to leave the very family members that he'd known all his life. And we read how that he heard the voice of God. God calls us, and God expects us to be obedient. We read how that it's faith that prompted Abram to do this. By faith, Abram, when he was called, by faith. And we read previous to that how that without faith, it is impossible to please God. You know, Abram, as a man who had been an idolater and who had to leave his country and his people and come out, he had to do so by faith. He had to do so by faith. He didn't know where he was going. He was going to be led by faith. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. And so we read how that Abram, when he was called, we read here that he obeyed. He obeyed. Obedience is necessary if we're going to be following the pathway of God. If we're going to have God in our life, we need obedience. Obedience to his word. Obedience to his will. And how do we accomplish that? Well, he was obedient. He was obedient to the heavenly calling. Paul said that about himself. He said, "I was not disobedient to the heavenly calling," said Paul the apostle, when God spoke to him. And God spoke to the apostle Paul in a very remarkable way on the road to Damascus. Has God been speaking to you? Are you listening? Do you hear him? Well, you maybe not hear his voice as such, but perhaps the very word of God is calling you to obedience. To obey, the Bible tells us, is better than sacrifice. To be obedient is far better than sacrifice. And to hear is better than the fat of rams. And so he obeyed, and he went out, and we read that. He went out. He went out, not knowing where he went. Remarkable that. Imagine yourself, nowadays the world is such a small place due to jet travel and such like. But imagine being asked to go to set up a colony on the moon or somewhere like that, with little hope of ever getting back again. Would you go out by faith if it was the call of God? I sometimes wonder about my own self. How would I respond in such a way to that? And how would I respond to giving up my own country, my own land, my own circumstances? How would I react to giving up my own family? Remember this, he didn't give up his wife. Oh no, he took Sarah with him. He took Sarah with him. But he left his father and he left his brothers, etc., in that land. Anyhow, he went out and he didn't know where he was going. And so he, by faith, we read, he sojourned or lived in a land of promise, as in a foreign country. He lived in tents, but he looked for a city whose builder, which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. In other words, he was looking far beyond this life. He was looking for something that was eternal. So far I've spoken about the call of God to Abram. You know, I mustn't forget this, that no one can come to the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ said, except by me. That was what he taught, and that's what he said. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father God except by me. And I must remind you of this, that even although Abram went out in faith, believing God, trusting God, there was a time in Abram's experience when he rejoiced to see the day of the Lord. He rejoiced, we read in the Bible, to see the day of the Lord. And so everything hinges upon the Lord Jesus Christ. We can't go far. We can't go at all on the way of faith towards God without first coming before God and repenting of our sin, praying for forgiveness for that sin, and asking God, indeed, to forgive us our sin because we wish to, or we would place our trust in the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ at the place Calvary. I wonder, have we all done that? Have we ever experienced a time in our life when we came to hear the voice of God calling us and bidding us repent and believe the gospel? Repent. Have a change of heart and mind towards God and believe the gospel of God concerning his Son, Jesus Christ. And so it was that Abram obeyed and he went out. And we must obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus than to trust and obey. He went out in faith. It was a faith and a trust in God. Today, we must ask you to put our faith and trust in the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God who gave his life a ransom for you and for me, the Son of God who died that terrible, terrible, terrible death of crucifixion at the place called Calvary. We must put our faith and trust in that Savior, the one who became our substitute, the one who took our place, who died in our stead. So there it is. Abram went out, but he looked for a city. He was looking beyond this life. And, you know, we must look beyond this life because the days of our life are few and they just seem to disappear as if they were but yesterday. And so it is that we must think beyond this life. And we know the Lord Jesus said to his own disciples, he said that he was going to prepare a place for them, that he would come again and receive them unto himself. He could say, in my Father's house there are many mansions, many dwelling places. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That where am I, where I am, there shall you be also. So he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker was God. And then his posterity, Isaac and Jacob, and those who also followed after him, who believed in God and trusted God, and they all died in faith. They all died in faith. You know, that would be one of the greatest things that we could say of or put upon our tombstone, our gravestone. Died in faith. Died in faith. They all died in faith. And they were looking for a country. Yes, they were looking for a heavenly. And God was not going to be ashamed to be called their God. I wonder tonight, has God called you? Have you heard his voice? Have you got ears to hear and hearts to understand? And have you received the promise of God that is through faith, eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord? And have you got this great hope of going to that heavenly city? Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, said the Lord. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. This is the promise to those who die in faith. And God is not ashamed to be called their God. I wonder, would God be calling himself by your name? Would he be calling himself by the name of Robert Houston, the God of, he spoke of himself as the God of Abram, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. He said, I am the God of Abram, of Isaac, of Jacob. Would he say, I am the God of Robert Houston? It all depends on the individual choice in the matter. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. David.